This is KCUR 89.3. From dense urban areas to sprawling suburbs to rural communities, the Kansas City area has a vast diversity of housing options. This presents challenges for policymakers and planners responding to the potential risk of climate change. KCUR's Laura Ziegler looks at how it might affect the most vulnerable in these communities.
Gloria Ortiz Fisher is the director of Westside Housing, and she is attached to this community west of downtown Kansas City where her grandfather once brought his 12 kids from Mexico.
This neighborhood has a lot of meaning for me, and I actually would go to that church with my grandparents.
Around the corner from Our Lady of Guadalupe Church are some small brick apartments. Fisher explains that the 100-year-old buildings sit on solid foundations, but the roofs and the windows are showing signs of decay. The forecast that climate change will bring extended periods of heavy rainfall are a hazard.
So a window that has a minor crack becomes a flood in your home or a leak in your home, and now you're talking about mold mitigation or something like that. It's like a tumbling weed, right? It just gets bigger and bigger.
And so do the repair bills on these subsidized rentals. Urban apartments are also vulnerable to something climatologists call the urban heat island, where close together buildings and pavement absorb and radiate heat, and where there's often a lack of tree cover. Temperatures in these areas can be 5 to 10 degrees higher than in outlying areas, which strains air conditioners.
We're going to get calls all day long about this unit's out, that unit's out.
And excessive use of AC, of course, spikes utility bills. Kansas City is one of the top metro areas in the country where a disproportionate amount of household income is spent on energy, and residents in Missouri have seen their utility bills rise by more than 10% since 2001. It's a problem, says Gary Schechter, sustainability coordinator for Kansas City, Missouri's Office of Environmental Quality.
And that's where the oldest, most dilapidated housing is, with people who are least able to address the issue by making repairs or energy efficiency improvements, let alone renewable energy.
The vulnerability to climate change extends to those living outside of our big cities. Steve Thibodeau has been a home builder for 20 years in Belton, Missouri, where manufactured homes and trailers have provided hundreds of low-income and military housing for decades. Experts say mobile homes and trailers are among the most at risk during severe weather. And while the industry has taken measures to stabilize these structures, Thibodeau drives me through a couple of older parks and suggests these residents are still very much at risk.
The skirting around the base can be blown off, which allows wind to get underneath it and lift it.
Thibodeau says to minimize risk, the homes need to be well anchored at the bottom with something that reaches side to side over the roof. But if we see more and heavier storms, he says these mitigations will be no match for heavy rainfall and falling trees.
I just say pay attention to your city's emergency sirens. I mean, don't think you're going to sit in your tub and ride it out, because that tub is going to go in the air.
Scientists can't really say whether there'll be an increase in tornadoes due to climate change. Tracking of tornadoes is relatively recent and complicated by changing technology and demographic shifts. But anecdotally, there were an unusually high number of tornadoes earlier this year, including an EF4 in Linwood, Kansas. It didn't just tear up the bathtub of the Duffin family's home. Dina Duffin said they came up out of their basement into daylight.
The house sat right here, and my son's room was on that end, and our bedroom was in the back.
In the center of the town, many of the older homes didn't even have a basement. Some 20 folks showed up at the mayor's house, seeking safety in his. There's a new coalition of elected officials, nonprofits, and utilities looking to address climate change and the disparate needs of our sprawling area, including housing. Roland Park Mayor Mike Kelly co-founded the group called the Metro KC Climate Action Coalition.
We have a wide range of housing, whether it be very urban to very rural. We know that one size doesn't necessarily fit all, but climate resilient housing is empowerment.
Kelly says the important thing to remember is that climate knows no boundaries. So ultimately, we're all vulnerable, no matter where we live. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Laura Ziegler.